8, Section 2, Alabama Rejoins the Union. As you read, look for the first blacks elected to office, who were carpetbaggers and scalawags, why the Ku Klux Klan was formed, how military rule ended, terms, carpetbagger, scalawag. Delegates were elected in November 1867 to write a new state constitution that Congress would accept. This was the first time in Alabama that blacks and whites had worked together in government. The Constitution of 1868 led to the readmission of Alabama to the United States. It also took away the right to vote from about 40,000 former Confederates in the state. Alabama ratified the 14th Amendment in July 1868. The state could once again elect members to the United States Congress. Alabama blacks elected to U.S. Congress. Alabama sent three black men to the U.S. House of Representatives during Reconstruction. They were Benjamin Sterling Turner, Jeremiah Harrelson, and James Thomas Rapier. All of them were Republicans. Benjamin Sterling Turner. Benjamin Sterling Turner was born a slave in North Carolina. He moved to Alabama in 1829 at the age of 4. In 1848, his home was in Dallas County. Turner somehow learned to read and write. He was moved from field work to a job in the planter's house. Turner helped manage his owner's hotel in Selma. He later had a livery, horse rental, stable of his own. He became the richest black man in the county. Turner was elected to the Selma City Council during the early part of Reconstruction. He was a county tax collector before being elected to the U.S. House of Representatives. Turner was a representative from 1871 to 1873. In an 1872 speech in Selma, he said, quote, "I have no coals of fiery reproach to heap upon them, people who had served the Confederacy. Rather, I extend to them the olive branch of peace and say, let the past be forgotten, and let us all, from every sun and every clime of every hue, every shade, go to work peacefully to build up the shattered temples of this great and glorious republic." End quote. Jeremiah Harrelson. Jeremiah Harrelson was born a slave in Georgia. After being freed, he moved to Dallas County, Alabama. Harrelson served in the state legislature and was elected for one term to the U.S. House of Representatives, 1875 to 1877. Radical Republicans did not like Harrelson because he wanted to pay the South for damage to property. He also wanted the former Confederates pardoned and federal troops taken out of Alabama. James Thomas Rapier. James Thomas Rapier was the son of a wealthy, free black businessman in Florence. He went to private schools in Nashville, Tennessee, and Canada. Rapier became a lawyer. After the Civil War, he stopped practicing law to become one of the best farmers in the Tennessee River Valley. Rapier was elected to the U.S. House of Representatives, where he served from 1873 to 1875. Carpetbaggers and scalawags. At this time, many Southerners disliked two groups of white people. These people were called carpetbaggers and scalawags. Carpetbaggers got their name because they came from the North carrying their clothes in suitcases made of carpet-like cloth. Some carpetbaggers came to help Alabamians and other Southerners. Others came to make money or to run for political offices. Scalawags were white Southerners who cooperated with the military government. They helped run the state government as the U.S. Congress wanted it run. Many were Unionists who had opposed secession in 1861. Some fought for the Union in the Civil War. The scalawags were more disliked than the carpetbaggers. Many people felt that scalawags were taking advantage of their own neighbors. Like the carpetbaggers, some were honest and tried to be good leaders. Others helped only themselves. Ku Klux Klan. It was hard for many white Southerners to accept carpetbaggers, scalawags, and blacks in government offices. Some of them formed secret groups to fight against the changes. The Ku Klux Klan was the best known of these groups. Ku Klux comes from a Greek word that means a circle. When the Klan met, its members wore white robes and hoods and stood in a circle. They rode on horseback in groups at night to scare white Republicans and blacks. They wanted these people to be afraid to vote. When the Klan could not frighten people into doing what they wanted, they sometimes beat or killed them. Most Alabamians did not like what the Klan did. However, little was done to stop the Klan until 1870. That year, the United States Congress passed a law to stop the Klan. The U.S. military government carried out the law, and most Klan actions stopped. Although the Klan lost members, it continued to operate. The end of military rule. The U.S. Congress began to lose interest in reconstructing the South. In 1872, Congress passed a law to allow former Confederates to vote. This law added 40,000 men to the state's voter list. The first election allowing former Confederates to vote was in 1874. In that election, Alabamians defeated carpetbaggers and scalawags. George Smith Houston, a Democrat, was elected governor. Voters also elected more Democrats than Republicans to the state legislature. Reconstruction in Alabama was over. The remaining federal soldiers left Alabama in March 1877. This meant the carpetbaggers and scalawags had little protection. Most carpetbaggers left the state, and scalawags lost their power. White Alabama Democrats were once again in charge of the state government. They were in the majority. Alabama would be a one-party state for over 90 years. Think it through. 1. When was the first time in Alabama that blacks and whites worked together in government? 2. What were white people who cooperated with the military government called? 3. What secret group frightened people to keep them from voting? 4. Former Confederates were not allowed to vote after the war ended. How long was it before they regained the right to vote? Chapter Review. The following is a summary of Chapter 8. The time after the Civil War is called Reconstruction. States of the defeated Confederacy had to do certain things before they could return to the Union. The Freedmen's Bureau was set up to help former slaves get food and find jobs. It also set up schools to teach the freedmen to read and write. Alabama was under military rule. This was in place until the state met the requirements to rejoin the Union. Alabama was readmitted to the Union in 1868. In the next few years, the state elected 3 black men to the U.S. House of Representatives. By 1877, the federal soldiers were gone. Alabama was in charge of its own state government again. Thank you.